Earth and Sky.
Today, less than 5% of the world's agriculture is organic or produced without the use of synthetic pesticides or fertilizers. Dr. Catherine Badgley of the University of Michigan is the author of a well-known 2007 study which claimed that crop yields from organic agriculture can compete with production from conventional farming practices.
The brief message of our paper was that organic methods have the potential to scale up to feed the entire world's population today and potentially an even larger population.
Badgley's paper has become part of an active debate between advocates of organic and conventional large-scale farming.
In the last 2 years, other studies have come out that have essentially reinforced the conclusions that our study came to.
Other studies have disagreed. Badgley, though, pointed to a 2008 UN report that said the spread of organic agriculture could increase food security in Africa. That's partly because, Badgley said, many poor rural African farmers don't have access to or can't afford the modern fertilizers used in conventional farming. So crop yields in parts of Africa have remained low. Badgley believes that organic farming can help.
They have options for increasing their local productivity and the well-being of their own local communities.
More interviews with scientists at our website. I'm Jorge Salazar. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.